Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Psychic Bartender Show with Gloria Parker. The Psychic Bartender Show is sponsored by Nu Skin and presented by Universal Energy Media. Your host, Gloria Parker, looks forward to speaking her mind, voicing her opinion openly, and hearing what you have to think. She uses her intuition and numbers to get to the core of you. Gloria was the first female bartender in Atlanta, Georgia, and she hosts the Big Psychic Fair every month in Roswell, Georgia. She's an icon in the metaphysical community in Atlanta, and she's honest, and she's gutsy, and she doesn't hold back. Now, doing it her way is Gloria Parker.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's a sad day in the USA today. You know, we keep having sad days because of our politics being so upside down and the cruelty and shit we're watching, but this is different. This is the environment. This is the cruelty on a whole nother level. And, you know, I just can't help but think and be so grateful that I have my spirituality and my spiritual awareness, and that no matter what, the underlining thing that keeps me on the planet, because there's many times that I don't want to be here, but the one thing that keeps me on the planet is knowing that we're all doing what we're supposed to do right now, today, the way we do it. And when we get misled, or we start, our energies get screwed up, and when we don't follow our true loving path, I think that that's when the universe comes in. And the thing that keeps me okay is that I believe that when a child is born, stillborn, or when you hear something horrible, like we just heard in upstate New York, where 20 people in a limousine van went through an intersection and killed everybody. Then they find out that the van and the driver, neither one, were supposed to even be on the road. I believe it was 3 or 4 sisters got killed in that. I immediately, of course, went to, oh my God, what about those parents that thought their girls were celebrating a 30th birthday, I think it was. And then there was a couple, and I'm not sure if it was one of the girls that I'm talking about right now or not, but there was a couple that had just gotten married in June. And they showed pictures of just beautiful, beautiful young couple with a life in front of them. So, you know, how much tragedy, how much cruelty, how much bullshit do we need to watch and experience in our lifetime? And how much devastation, now that we can watch 24-hour news cycles and watch these beautiful, oh my God, tropical areas just get washed away. What is Mother Earth trying to tell us? What is God trying to balance us out with? What is our role in this earth? So it's been, you know, I've been up since the break of dawn watching the devastation, praying, saying a few prayers here and there. But, you know, when everything is said and done for me, I know that nothing happens by accident. Everything is in divine order. Everything is in God's divine order. And I don't really know what we do to protect the environment or protect each other, or I don't know the safety nets that we can put into play to make these outcomes be different? I don't really know, to be honest. But I do know that if it's happening, it's happening because it should, or it wouldn't, because I believe that God is in charge all the time. And I believe that when we came in, we chose. That's why I love the numbers. We chose our birthday. We had a game plan from those numbers, and that's what I talk about. And then we have certain things happen to us, and people come in, and we come in tribes. We come in group with groups. We change groups from lifetime to lifetime. I mean, the vastness of information goes on and on and on. But for me, I have to hold on to something that makes it worthwhile to go on each day. And I choose, because it's theory. I can't prove any of it. But my theory, my understanding is that everybody comes in and checks out as it should happen. And they do, sometimes they are martyrs for us. Sometimes they're martyrs to put a law into place or make a law better or to have a lot of people awakened because they had a similar death or a similar circumstance where they lost everything in a previous storm, to help these people understand that you do go on, that we'll have that happen today. So I just play with little bits and pieces of it. You know, that's all we can do. And then we remember that the strongest thing that I can think of on the planet is a prayer, a straight request and prayer to the human, the intelligence that is unbelievably infinite and all-knowing. And that is where I think sometimes our energy just needs to go to, because I don't know of anything else, to be honest. So having said all that, good morning. I hope that we are, I've been glued. I've been watching the storm. It's been interesting. This one here, I don't know why, if the visuals are better or the weather centers in Florida are better, but it seems like I've been able to watch this one come in, come in from the part of the ocean we can't see anything, and we watch these waves and this, the coloring and everything come into shore, and almost like you're there without being there. So please just take a minute and say a prayer for these people, that their lives are about to turn upside down. There's a lot of death that's going to happen, a lot of businesses that won't be any longer, a lot of beautiful terrain and beautiful boardwalks and bridges, and just there's so much beauty in that state, and a lot of it will be no longer as of today. So please take a second for a prayer. So now let me get on to my regular programming, which is to thank my BFF Caroline Lusky, who is here. And I had thought about canceling the show today because I wanted to stay glued to the TV and it be in reverence to what was going on in Florida. But like everything else, guys, I only pay attention to what's in front of me. So because I never did pick up the phone and say to Caroline, I'm canceling today, or cancel, or I'm not going to do this today, I'm really not in a space to do it, or whatever the hell else bullshit that I could have come up with, I didn't. And that, too, is a sign to me that this will be a spectacular show, and a lot of people hopefully will call and get the help that they need, deserve, and want. So Caroline has been by my side since 91 is when we met, in that time frame. It was in the first year of me having my bookstore in Alpharetta, because she lives around the corner. She still lives around the corner. And so she started coming into Sunglow, and we became friends, and she started to, I don't know, did you ever work that store, or did I move right away?
You know, I think I helped out a couple times, just so you could run out and do an errand or something, but not actually, like,
store
for the day or anything. Because I was still teaching, and...
Oh, okay.
So I think I helped out, like, a couple afternoons after school once in a while, so you could go...
All right, so you were real, you were doing your other profession at that time. So so anyway, Caroline and I go back a long, long way, and then after she gave up her the teaching gig, she ended up basically managing and running Sunglow, and that was on Canton Street in Roswell, and then I moved it over to Alpharetta Street around the corner after the Olympics. And then eventually sold it after, I don't know, I'd have to look, but I think it was 12 or 14 years I had the store. So yeah, it was pretty amazing. And we had quite a ride there. And then in 1993, I started the Aquarius newspaper. And Caroline was my proofer and anything else that I needed. And then, of course, we've been doing the psychic fairs for about 27 years. And Caroline and her husband, Dwayne, they share that role, and they actually do...
Sorry, Gloria. So, I wasn't able to share that for you.
I don't know why they just talked. My phone just came on and talked, but it did.
Wanted you to see the 11-11.
That was interesting. Oh, yeah. Well, they could have done it a minute earlier, because now it's 11-12.
I saw it.
Okay. Well, I saw it for a second.
It's all counts.
So anyway, I'm just sitting here talking, and my phone came in, and I guess it was Siri said, sorry, Gloria, I couldn't do something, and I went, okay, sorry. I don't know what she was talking about. But anyway, so Caroline was then, and her husband have been basically running the psychic fairs all these years. You know, Dwayne's in charge of the psychics and the money and the... And just, you know, making it all work. And all I do is run around. And, you know, I'm a greeter. You know, what can I say? That's been my role practically all my life. I greet people. And I don't know, and play with them and talk to them and make them comfortable. And, you know, I'm really good at that. And so anyway, Caroline has just been by my side a long time. She's a 38-11 too, like my daughter, and she's got that stubborn side, which I always say just because it pisses her off, but she doesn't think she does, of course.
I love my stubborn side.
Yeah, she likes that stubborn side.
And, so did Jody.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, my daughter had a stubborn side. Ooh, my God, my God, my God. But anyway, the bottom line is that everybody should be lucky to have a friend their lifetime that has a place that is not intrusive, that is not overly bossy or overly controlling, that you love to travel with, and that's a confidant, you know, that you can actually tell something to and not hear it from somebody else. So, you know, and I'm also a good friend myself. You know, my motto has always been, you can't have a good friend if you're not one. And so, and that's the secret. That's the secret right there. The secret soup is to honor the person that you want in the other person. You have to be that as well. So anyway, Caroline now, even though she does many, many things, you know, she was a teacher for many, many years, I think 20 years or more. And then she's a Reiki master, and she does, you know, reflexology. She did reflexology at the fairs, I think, 20 years. So you know, so she really, really had a whole lot of things, a whole bunch of things that she does. And her latest, because the 11s will always do something new, and her latest was that she talks to animals. She had Venus. I don't know if you, if anybody's come to the psychic fair years ago, they know Venus. And Venus was her little Maltese, white little fur ball, 5 pounds, if that. And I used to say, Caroline would say how good this dog is. And I went, how do you know, that dog has never come off your tits. It's always, you know, it's like she's got, the dog has a shelf. And, you know, and that's her shelf. And that's your boobs. And I would kid her about it. But it was true. You know, it was like that's where Venus was always, you know, in a basket and on the window of the car or always draped around her in some fashion. And that's where she lived. And so because of her helping Venus stay on the planet for a few years, probably longer than she would have normally, Caroline had an interest and had some help from Venus and decided that she would take some courses and classes and tap into being an animal communicator, and that's what she does. So if anybody has a question, if anybody would like to talk to Caroline, you can reach her at petslovecaroline.com. That's petslovecaroline.com, and all of her information is there, her email, her phone number, everything, so that you can tap into Caroline and find out something about your animal, because they deserve, you know, I was talking to somebody on the porch, you know, we had a psychic fair this weekend, and I was talking to somebody out on the porch, and Thor was, you know, of course, Thor follows me around like a little puppy dog, because that's what he is. He follows me around, he follows his grandma around all the time, and so, you know, lots of people laugh about it, but it's true. I mean, this dog just follows me around. It's so adorable. And so I was saying, you know, I told this lady out on the, she said, I have cats. And I went, yeah, I had a cat. I've had a couple cats. And I said, and I can remember 15, 20 years ago, standing in front of the, at the grocery store, in front of the aisle where the cat foods are. And it was so funny to me because it was new for me. I had never had a cat. And so I'm standing there and I'm going to pay, you know, $2.29 for a little tiny inch by inch can of food. And then got in a conversation with two other women that were also looking at the same stuff. And we're wondering, will our cat eat this? Because they're so persnickety, you know, they don't want nothing. And so I went, is that hysterical or what? I mean, you know, we're worried about paying $4 a pound for steak at the time, but we're paying $2.29 for a little tiny carton of this food. And I'll never forget that because we just all, the three of us just stood there and laughed. And so I just remember that time. But yeah, we feed them good. We buy them everything they want. And they do have an emotional body as well. And I think that when something goes awry with them, if you can call somebody and have somebody like Caroline help you, I just think it's something that you should do. So anyway, and then of course there is Anna Banana, and Anna is our marketing help, and she has put the back end of this radio show together for us. She's a sweetheart of a lady, and she is going to do some classes and teach people how to market and how to tap into different social networking things and how to work them and how to do them and what their costs are, and just give information in one place. And I think she's going to be doing that pretty soon. We'll let you know when that's going to happen. But anyway, I always want to shout out to Universal Energy Radio. She is putting a new foundation under the station, and we'll see what comes out because she's pretty creative. So I just always want to say hello and thank Anna for helping us. You know, it's like that's what you should do. So I think I have a caller, and I'm going to go ahead and take a call because, you know, that's what I'm here to do.
And tell them to hand up.
Oh, anybody who is called in, we have two area codes. Well, we have a local 678, and then we have a 585. And if either one of you that want to talk, you do have to put dial 1 or, you know, press 1 and your hand will show. And then we'll know that you do want to talk to us. Okay. So.
678.
Okay. So we have a local call, 678. Hello, 678. Hello.
Yes. My name is Sonia.
Hello, Sonia.
And I'm currently a supervisor on my job now. And I was wondering if you see me going further.
Okay. Tell me your birthday, honey.
10/12/76.
10/12?
Yes, 76.
Okay. All right. Oh, I like that. Let me see. 23. Okay. Nice combination. Okay. So here's your deal, okay? I'm going to tell you about you for a minute, and then we're going to look and see what year you're in, and we're going to see that possibility would show up, okay? But I think that for you, you have a couple of nice numbers here, but the number that you chose this time is a 45-9. So 4 has helped you be able to be organized to get a dance supervisor's job, and that allows you to, you know, make a plan, make a schedule, keep a schedule. You know, you always like to know what you're doing, and you like to have a good foundation. All of those qualities you would have to have as a supervisor for anything. I don't care what you're supervising. You would absolutely need those kinds of traits. Okay, so Sonia. Then you have an interesting number next to that, and that's a 5. So every time that you want to make a plan, the 5 goes, screw you. I don't want to do it that way. I don't want no plan. I just want to do it. Just let me do it. And so battle within yourself, because the 4 really wants to advance, and it knows that you have to have this kind of structure for advance. I mean, that's what they need in any kind of job situation. Or what do you supervise, honey? What is it you supervise?
Med part.
You supervise what?
Medical cart.
Oh, medical. Okay. Yeah, so you can imagine then, you know, not only do you need precise, but you need to be damn precise in your business. And so, you know, the 4 really does help you advance. Now, here's the thing. When you have somebody looking at you for advancement, they may see that other side. Okay? They may see that 5 that wants to be spontaneous and do things off the cuff, and maybe even, you know, like, and I'm just going to use a scenario because I don't know your job, okay? But say you were with a patient and you knew that, you know, everybody goes on the left side of the bed where all the tubes and stuff are, and you go, why does everybody come to the left side of the bed? Why can't we do the bedpan on the right side of the bed and not have all of that? Everybody's just so used. It's kind of like going to your favorite store. I have a Walmart exactly 10 miles from my house, east and west. Well, sorry, 5 miles. Do you know that I never go to the one that's to the west? I hardly ever go there. And every time I do, I go, why can't I just go there? It's less traffic. It's as good a store, if not better. But my brain wants to go into Roswell, and the energy wants to go right in the middle of Roswell instead of me taking a different route. So your 5 always wants you to do different, be different, no planning, all of that. And so you're at odds with yourself. Sound like you?
Yes.
Okay. So here's the problem, all right? Or here's the good thing. It's not a problem. That 4 and that 5 I just described to you, that adds to a 9. And the 9 is the nicest people on the planet. You are the healers of the universe. You are the people who give a shit about everybody. That's what you do. You're the true volunteers. You're the people that see anybody in trouble, and you take that 10 or 15 minutes to go and help them, fix them, do whatever you can for them. That's what you do. That's the nine. And so the nine is exactly that. Now, another thing about the nine is that they are constantly in motion. So the nine will actually always be looking for advancement, always be looking for something new, because you have a habit of ending stuff. You live in the end cycle. So it's like when you start something, it's not to keep it forever. It's to start it to end it. So that alone would make me see that your energy alone would make change. And the change comes from that beautiful five that you possess right there. So here's the thing that I'm trying to tell you is that when you have your, you know, you people in that world, of course, I've never been there myself, but you actually have people that, I don't know, they test you or what do they call it? Like reviews. You have reviews in your job to see who's wanting the advancement and who's your eyelashes look good. And you know, and so, you know what I mean? It's like all of that, you know? So anyway, that's all I'm saying is that you constantly have that four and that five working for you. The nine gives you the perfect job. That's the best job for you. So you can do as much as you want, but when you're getting, when you have those people that are reviewing you, I think that your best thing would be to try to play down your five. They don't want to know that you're really creative. They don't really want to know. Normally, they want to know that you are going to stick with a game plan, stick with the protocol, and, you know, and kiss everybody's ass on the way up. I mean, that's just, you know, what corporate does, you know? Does that make sense to you, or am I just rambling?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. So so anyway, as of your, let's see, 10. Oh, hell, what is today? The 10th, right, or 11th?
The 10th.
The 10th? So you're having a birthday here in a minute. Okay, let me see.
Yes.
Okay, 9, 5 is 14. Okay.
In 2 minutes.
So here, sweetie, so let me tell you where you've been last year, and then I'm going to tell you where you're going, okay? Last year, you had a very interesting year. And the reason that you did is because you started with a 5 and ended with a 5. That was your year. So remember what I just told you about the 4 and the 5, and the 5 wanted to be like more free and have some freedom, and you know, you really didn't like having a schedule all year, and you really wanted, I mean, that all did not play well with your supervisor stuff. So let me ask you something. When did you get this promotion?
Well, it's a new facility. I just started about 3 months ago, about 3 months ago.
Okay. All right.
It's assisted living.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. All right. So so my point is that last year, all right, I mean like the year you're in for another day, 2 days, okay, 2 days. That energy had a 5. It had a 9, which was ending something, had a 1, which is about you, had a 4, which was new foundation, and the 5 was all about you having some freedom through change. So I'm going to ask you something. That new job, did it give you more freedom?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Good. Good girl. You did it. Okay. So now, here's the thing. You are, as of your birthday, in 2 days, you are going into a 606. Now, here's what's going to happen at that assisted living. Now, I can already tell you. All these old people you're going to fall in love with them, and they're going to fall in love with you. And you're going to be friends with a lot of these people, and you're really going to care about them. Do you get to be with these people a lot, or are you in administration and you don't see them a whole lot? Where are you in that playground?
Yes, I'm actually with them a lot.
Okay, so just know that you are in a 606, and I'm going to describe what the 6 is for you. For one solid year, from your birthday to your birthday, you are going to, it's going to be like your heart chakra. Your heart is wide open. And when they see you and you give them a smile, honey, you have already made their day. And I want you to hear that. You make their day being in their presence. They already love you. They know that they can trust you. They know that you want to help them. They already know it. They don't even know your name, and it doesn't matter. So that's the energy that you wear in that assistant living, and that is fabulous. So to answer your question, can I get another advancement? Absolutely yes. And I would not be surprised, because what people really need in this type of environment is they like it that you can put a game plan together, and they like it that you give the right medicine to the right people, and they like it that you can, you know, see something and go fix it, because that 4 makes you do all of that. But you know what they're going to really love about you this year is they're going to love that heart. They're going to love that heart, because you know why? A lot of people don't come in with that. They don't come in caring and loving. You are a 9 life path in a 6 year. You could not be in a better position and place than you are right this minute. You could not have it be any better. And so you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is do what I told you. You won't have to try. You won't have to take a class or a course. You just smile and let them feel that love energy that emanates from you to their heart, and you will have a lot of friends and a lot of people thinking well of you, and your head supervisors, the people that are in charge of you getting another promotion, are going to see that and feel that you will not have to do a thing. Now, how about that?
That's wonderful.
Yes.
That is wonderful.
Yes, like really wonderful. So congratulations. You've locked in the job. Advancement is on the way. You don't have to do anything. You just go in every day, okay, with that big heart, with that 9 energy of wanting to help everybody on every level. You're already a true volunteer. So that means that when somebody else can say, oh, I can't do that, I don't want to do that, I can't, you know, I got to be home, you go, oh, let me make a phone call and see if I can get my neighbor to watch my kid, or see if my husband can come home 5 minutes earlier so that I can help you with that. That's your answer. Everybody else's answer is me, me, me. I can't do it. I can't go. I can't, I can't, I can't. You're very different. You are, I can, I can, I can. Does that sound like you?
Yes, ma'am. I just actually did that. I was supposed to be off tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but they asked me if I would work tomorrow, and I told them yes.
Yep, there you go. So, all right, so my point's taken. So your question to me coming in was, can I, I'm a supervisor, what can I get another advancement? And my answer is absolutely yes, and it'll happen this year while you're in that 6 energy. Yeah. So happy birthday, my friend. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate the call more than you know. And come and call me again.
Thank you so much. And thank you the birthday, Richie.
Thank you, darling, and have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay, bye. Wow, interesting.
Are you ready?
Okay, Caroline, or Deb wants a reading from Caroline. What'd she say here? Hi, babe. I'm listening in. Wanted a reading from Caroline. Okay, so what do you tell? Well, send your question. Or send your question, Deb. Okay. So she's with, who's Pacino? Who is that, Deb? She's with CC and, CC. Oh, yes, she does. She's got a new dog.
Oh.
And so CC, I thought she was with people, but she's not. She's with dog people. And Pacino is her new dog. Okay. Oh, that's the old dog. She's got a new dog from her sister. And her sister, Bonnie asked her to take this old dog because.
Is it like Al Pacino?
Pacino. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, Deb took the dog because they got another dog. You know, they're vets. Deb's sister and Deb's sister's not a vet, but her husband is. And anyway, that's awesome. So yes, you can. Why don't you just send in what you want and she can answer it.
Yeah, send us a couple questions.
Okay, and I'll show her. Let's see if I can show her. I got the picture, Deb. I got the picture of the dog. Let's see if I can find it here. I think I've got it right here. So that's the dog right there. That's the new dog.
Taking a little nap.
Okay, so I just showed her the picture, of the dog. And he's 12 and a half, 12.5 years, Schnauzer. Her youngest German Shepherd was harassing the old boy. So that's why she's got him. Okay, so if you send in your picture, Caroline can help you. And I'm going to take this next caller while you get your question ready, okay?
585.
Hello, 585.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Where are you? Where's 585?
I'm in New York.
Oh, love it. Whereabouts? In the city?
Upstate.
Oh, where?
Oh, Rochester.
Oh, Rochester. Okay. I'm from Kingston. Yes.
Oh, okay. Not that far.
Yeah. That's where I've been. That's where I was born. So, what's your name, honey?
My name is Jeannie.
What's your name?
Jeannie.
I can't hear you, honey.
My name is Jeannie.
Jeannie. Okay. Hi, Jeannie.
Yeah. Hi.
Okay. And, what is your birthday, honey?
6/18/59.
Okay, 6/18/14/24. Got that beautiful heart. Okay, you got a big heart. 1924. Oh, you got a big heart.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. And so let's see here. 4/4 is 8. 48/12. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3. And you are a fun bunny. You like to have a good time, don't you, Jeannie?
Oh, yes. I have a sense of humor.
Yes, got a great sense of humor, and you got to have fun. I mean, you know, now fun comes in many, 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 many ways. I mean, my idea of fun for 25 years was cooking for people a couple times a week.
Oh, yes,
you know,
I love doing that.
A drop of a hat. I mean, that's what I would do. And you would think that that wouldn't be so much fun, but I always loved it. And so I'd leave the office and go by the grocery store, and I'd see, you know, like lots and lots of food and go, oh, I think I'll just call my neighbors and friends and I'll cook tonight. And that's what I did many times. And it was always a pleasure, and I loved it. And so so I don't tell people how they should have fun or what their fun is, but I know you have to have fun. Now, another thing about you, though, is, well, besides having that big-ass heart of yours, you like to make a plan. You like to have a strong foundation. you like to, you like clean space probably. You've got a place for everything. A little bit controlling. Not too bad. Your degree offsets it, but you can be a little controlling booger when you want to be. And the eight is money. So anytime I see an eight, I know that I don't tell people how much money they've had or what they do with their money, but I do tell them that in their life, they will always have business opportunity. They will have a lot of business opportunity, and they will like to dabble in finance stuff. So you know, it's like a lot of people, they are in fear. They live in fear, and they don't have the money magic, and so therefore they live paycheck to paycheck, and they worry all the time about not having enough. I don't think that you've been one of those people. Am I right?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So thank you. I mean, God bless you, you know. And then let me ask you something. Jeannie, are you married?
No, I'm not. I'm a widow.
Okay. When you were married, it was very important for you to have a partner that was a true partner. And the reason I'm saying that is because you have that one and the two in the middle. And when I see that, it reminds me, or it makes me understand, that you weren't the type that wanted to be taken care of, and you didn't want to take care of anybody. You really wanted somebody that was just there for you, and you wanted to do your part. And you know, and that could be a housewife that just makes sure that, you know, he gets slippers and a nice meal when he comes home and love it. I mean, you know, I'm not judging any of it. I'm just saying that for you, it's almost like we're walking hand in hand with somebody you really did not want. And if you do this again in your lifetime, you do not want somebody who is going to be dominant over you, or you them, walk in front of you, or walk, you know, or you walk in front of them. You want a partner in life. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. I'm a very independent woman.
Yeah. And so, you know, so the bottom line is that when you are you open to having a relationship, or do you have one?
No, I don't have one. I'm open.
Have you been a widow long?
Not that long, no. Probably about 9 years.
Okay. Well, 9 years is long enough, sweetie. And nine is the ending cycle. So it's time to end that. And what I want you to do is I want you to work on it. But what I want you to do is I want you to understand that we do not have to have a lot of challenges. And we don't have to, you know, we don't have to have a lot of I'll give up anything. You can actually pull in that partner from what I'm telling you. And my best way to do, would you like to know how I think that that works?
I would love to.
Okay. So here's the thing. On your kitchen table, I want you to take a pad, something similar to what I've got. You can buy it at the dollar store, and just put a line down the middle. And I want you to put what I want and what I don't want, the pros and the cons. And so most of us ladies, I think, we have a type. You know, I always liked nice shoulders. I always like strong shoulders. I don't want them too tall. I want them to have nice big hands, beautiful teeth, and smile. I want them to be friendly and generous. So I can tell you from the top of my, right off the bat, what I want in somebody. And I bet you can too. So what I want you to do is I want you to start making a list of stuff like that, that most people can fit into. And then the cons, pretty much just for me, it's you can't be stupid, selfish. You know what I mean? It's like I have a whole list of them too, honey. You know what I mean? And so, I mean, it's like, but let me just tell you this. I have triggered your thoughts about what you want. But normally, if I didn't do that, everybody can think of what they don't want.
Exactly.
In other words, if you want to travel, well, you don't want a couch potato Give up on him. You don't want somebody that enjoys a beer and a goddamn football game every Sunday and screws with your day. You want to bring in the person that you really, really want to share your life with. Because for you, lady, it's important. You've got that beautiful one and two that I just told you about. You really do want a partner. So,
yes.
So yeah. And so go ahead and do it. Go create it. Go get it. Now, let me tell you, as of your birthday, let me see where you just came into, 62-8. Are you working?
No, I'm not.
I'm looking at something here that says you're in your 8th year. So, are you thinking about money?
Yes, I am. I actually, I need money to do it. I want to do a senior group home.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. And so, it's perfect. It couldn't be any more perfect. You just came into a 62-8. You just came into it in June. So, you've got one whole damn year to work with these numbers, okay? So, this actually, this has been a thought of yours for a couple years, has it not?
It has for a while, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Probably not quite 2 years, but close.
Yeah.
So, and that happened when you were, let's see, where the hell were you? You were in a 6 year, you were in a 606 year when that came about. And then, spirit kept nudging you about it last year. Now this year you're actually getting into how the hell am I going to afford this shit? Right. Yeah, I get it. Okay. Yeah, I know. I just ran down that path there, but the six has actually got to do with you, having that open heart. I mean, it's like, you know, if you can't do this shit without an open heart, and that's what you have. And so that's what I'm seeing in the periphery of as soon as I looked at your numbers and I added up the very, very first of it, I said, oh my God, you got a beautiful six. And then I did your year and I went, oh God, there's another six. So it's not in your life lesson number, because that's a 48-12-3. And that's what I told you about. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the thing that's going to be is that when you get this place done, it is going to be done. You've got the creativity to create it. No doubt. I mean, that's what the three is. You can make it fun for everybody, which is going to be awesome. You know, so you got two roads to go. You want to do it the boring way, or can we have some fun with it? Pick the fun way. Always pick the fun way. Okay. And then for you, the other thing is that when you get ready to find the money, guess what's going to help you is that three. Even though the three doesn't sound like it's that important, the three are the people that are the most solid. The threes are the people who are creative, fun, and guess what? You guys are the ones, when people look at you, they trust you immediately. So whoever you're going to talk to, just keep that in mind. You go in with that. Go, hey, Gloria said that when I go talk to this guy, there ain't no reason to bow under. Just plow through and say, this is what I'm going to do. I'm looking for funding. This is what I want to do. I need this. And go from that, because that's what you have. Now, your year is a 62-8. So that shows me that the six is the L-O-V-E love, which you've got. Then the two is a partnership. So I'm going to ask you a question. Would you go into a partnership with somebody?
I was considering that. Yes, I would, in order to help me to get this going. I don't want to, but I will. And I know I probably would have to in order to get it kicked off.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to offer you. When you have that person in mind, you call me. Let's do their numbers. I'll tell you about them. I'll tell you where you and them are together and separate. What do you have to think about? Like, if, you know, they got the money, but what if they don't have the heart? What if they don't have the intelligence? What if they're me people? What if, you know, I just thought about this yesterday, which I don't know why, but obviously I'm supposed to tell you about it. When I was tending bar, there was a guy that used to sit at the bar a lot who I liked. can't even remember his name, so I guess I didn't like him that much. But but anyway, he offered me an opportunity to take the bar community into a foundation, and we did this foundation called B A B period A period R period, which was Bar and Restaurant. It was an association. It wasn't a foundation. Sorry. And we gave these members, they were going to buy insurance, because back then, if you were a bartender, not only could you not buy anything, but you couldn't own anything and you couldn't do anything, and you couldn't even get a bondsman. So if you got caught with a DUI, you were up shit creek, baby. You went to jail. And so and then we had no insurance, like zilch, none. Nobody would give us insurance. And so we took this package, and I started selling memberships. Well, one day, this asshole and I were in a conversation, and I didn't know it. I was really young, and I didn't understand the insurance business, and I didn't understand what he was making from these policies, and I didn't understand a whole lot of it, to be honest with you. And when I did understand it, though, I knew that this guy was a crook. He was using me to get to this community, to my peers. And, you know, I basically told him to fuck off and that I wasn't doing this anymore. In the meantime, we were running ads, commercials on TV, join our association. I mean, we had done some things with it that I had about 150 members.
And wow.
Yeah. I said, I'm not doing this shit no more. Because, see, I didn't have the know-how to do the foundation of it. You know what I mean? I didn't know how to do insurance. I didn't know how to do it. He was doing all that. I was the people. I was getting the members. He was doing everything else. So I thought about that the other day, and it's so interesting because that's why I'm saying I wasn't doing numbers back then. Didn't know about metaphysics back then, okay? So I'm saying to you, though, that when you have somebody in mind or you go forward with this, when you get a birthday on somebody that you would even consider, you get in touch with me. And we will run down and make sure that you don't get the wrong partner. That's all.
This is a lot of scheming and scamming and people that just looking for what they can get.
Oh, yeah, you got to be careful. You know, I mean, like I said, I don't beat myself up about that. It was an experience. I didn't have a spiritual foundation then. I didn't have that. And I didn't know anything about that. And it was just an experience, you know.
Yeah.
But you know all of that. So you're in a 62-8, and when I see that 2, the heart you got, you lead with that. The money is going to come. The money, you're in your 8 year. But that 2 is the thing that I think that I could help you with maybe further. Maybe we could, maybe. I don't know. But, you know. So, you know, but at least we can talk about it.
Yeah.
So yeah. But now is the time, actually.
Great.
Yeah. I think that you'll get, you know, like I said, when I went back, 606 was when you thought about it. The 617 was when you were in God space, and God kept probing you and prodding you about it. The idea stayed and got stronger and stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
And now, as of 618, now you're actually in the money. How the hell do I find the money and the partner, or how do I find to go on? You know what I mean? So
yeah.
So that could work.
Okay.
So, was there anything else you wanted from me, honey? Is there another question?
That was my question. If you pick up, hang on. That was great. I just want to about moving. If you see that soon for me.
All right. So let's see here. Let me see here. Are we in a I don't know. So you could move You could move next month. You could move in November.
Okay.
You know, all I do when I do that is see where your energies are, and your energies are freedom through change.
Yes.
The place would be solid, fun, and lots of creativity, and it's another eight, and so that happens in your November. That happens in November, and so
right.
And so you could. And interestingly enough, let me see here, 24 and 10 is 34-7. And you could actually find the place this month to move next month.
Okay, wonderful.
Because this month here, that the 3 again is creativity and the 4 is new foundation. And that's this month, but that's a 7. So you could find it, but definitely your numbers match up for that. In your next month, which is your November
okay.
month. Okay.
Great.
So let us know though, okay? Keep in touch.
I sure
yes.
will. And God bless
keep
you.
Okay, thank you, sweetie. Good luck to you. That's
bye-bye.
A great idea.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's see here. Where is the queen? You should see his eyebrows. Hi, babe. You should see his eyebrows, she says. Oh, she's so funny. All right, so did you, Deb, send us? Hi, babe, listening in, wanted a reading from Caroline from Pacino and Cece. You should see his eyebrows. Did you want to ask Caroline a question about that new puppy or not? Let me see. I just want to make sure that I'm not missing anything from her. I don't know. Interesting. So I don't think we have another reader.
No, but you still have things to talk about. Your radio show, Toastmasters,
oh,
all
shit.
Things that you do.
Oh, I'm so bored with all that shit.
But these are new people. They need to hear it.
Okay, so we're having
and
a toast.
You and your enthusiasm.
Okay, so here's the deal. This Toastmasters thing, let's talk about it. Okay. Just go ahead, Caroline. It's like I'm this goddamn, you know, wooden. I'm this wooden doll with no brain that's got this key thing that you wind up in the back. And
I'm
you
gonna
just,
get a T-shirt that says Catalyst.
You just wind up the back of me and just go, okay, Gloria, you know, and then I would make a great robot. And then you just go, okay, so just let me do this. So here's the bottom line. I do have a lot of stuff going on. Thank you so much. Okay, so here's the bottom line. Tonight, after the show, we've got a shit bundle of things to do. And then I got to go set up the room downstairs, and we're doing a Toastmasters party. We're doing a meeting. We've got 3 of our members that is going to do their icebreaker, which is what Toastmasters calls your first speech. And it's a big deal because, you know, I didn't know it because I can talk to a wall. Doesn't mean that I'm a good speaker or anything. I mean, that shit, forget that. I mean, but I can talk to a wall. And so when you have that, it's like half of, then all you got to do is learn technique. Okay. But when you don't have that, you're literally scared shitless. And
or scared. Just plain scared.
Yeah. Well,
some of us are white up there, some are not.
Yeah. So, you know, you hold on to the lectern, which a lot of people call a podium, which we have learned. It's a lectern. And you hold on to that with dear life because, God forbid, you didn't have something to hold on to because you might fall on your ass because you're scared. I never realized that, really. I thought, I mean, I knew that people had a fear of public speaking, but I didn't know that. You know, so I'm speaking of, I'm going to get off for a minute because I have nobody. So let me tell you about Oh, you sent one on her phone.
Oh,
okay.
I'll look.
Okay, yeah. You know, Caroline, she's, you know, behind the eight ball. But anyway, so I meet Debbie in Israel, you know, my Debbie. What? What's she want?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, I meet my Debbie in Israel. And this was back in, this was 21 years ago. We've been friends that long. So anyway, her parents were friends with somebody in Israel that owns the, was it the Bible Lands? The Bible Lands Museum? Maybe not Bible Lands.
Something like that.
The Bible. Anyway, it was something at Bible in it. It might have been the Bible. Well, there is a Bible Lands that you can go. We went, but I don't know
there
what.
There is a museum.
The museum.
We looked into that when we were thinking about the trip.
Oh, and so anyway, so I don't know nothing. You know, we had left the Jerusalem forest. We left our friends there. We jumped in Deb's car. We traveled. We drove around Jerusalem. And she showed me where her mother and father lived. And then we go through by this, a block away, we go by this museum. And she says, do you want to go into this museum? And I went, hell, I'm with you. I don't know where the hell I am. What difference does it make to me where we go? So we get out and we go into the museum and we sit. And there was this big auditorium and there was some people. There was like people, harps and beautiful and all this. All these people on the stage. And they were doing a, you know, a concert or some sort. All these beautiful instruments. And so anyway, I'm sitting there and all of a sudden these people came in front of us to sit and then they gave Deb a hug. And then before I knew it, Deb says, I'll be right back. And I thought, oh shit, she's leaving me, you know, she's leaving me in this foreign country that I don't know anybody. You know, it's like, so I watch her and she goes down. We were like in the back of the theater. She goes down, she gets on the stage, and she closes out this, thanks these people for coming, and does her thing, and oh my God, you know, and thanks everybody, and oh my God, and I'm like, I'm going, what the hell? I mean, it was like, I was like in amazement. I mean, she didn't know these people. I don't even know how she knew what she knew to say goodbye or hello or anything up there, but she did it. And I'm in amazement. I wasn't really paying attention to what she was saying or not saying. I'm just totally amazed that she's even on that stage and she's closing out this event for the owners. That's who came by, was the owners of the museum.
Yeah.
That were friends, that they've been friends for years and was friends with her parents and et cetera, et cetera. So I've known people like her, you know, and I know people who, when they tell you
she's a Leo.
Well, she is a Leo. She is definitely a Leo. And so I mean, I've seen that. I'm always the type, I am very, like here on the radio, nobody's listening to me. I have no idea if there's one person or a zillion people listening. There's probably not a zillion, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. When I did the paper, I was writing on my computer. I wasn't tuned in that 3 million people were reading us online and 1,500 or, you know, 250,000 local people. I wasn't aware of any of that. I had no clue. I mean, I knew what the paper was doing, but I didn't put it into that or else I would have been scared shitless probably. So I have done things behind the scenes is my point. And if I'm anywhere like in a group and I don't know the people, I hardly ever say a word. That has changed a little bit through the years, but not much. I still am not that comfortable. So I guess if I'm running the show,
that is so rare that you actually go anywhere.
Well, but I have been down to the Sweat Lodge at Cynthia and Michael's 25 years ago, where we'd have 15 people in a sweat lodge that were all like doing prayers and speaking out.
How many times did you do that?
We did that quite a bit back then, but I never did speak. Because it wasn't my space and it wasn't me and it was 25 years ago.
It was 25 years ago.
But behind the bar, I ran the bar and the restaurant. I mean, I ran it all. So it's just what I'm saying is that, you know, even for this is still being done at the barn.
It's your space.
It's still my space. It's still, you know, a lot of the people I know. The ones I don't, I know very quickly. and make friends very quickly. And so it's still me basically running the show and making sure everything and doing the parts of it that I want to do.
Right.
Okay. And so I don't know when I'll break out of that. I mean, I'm hoping that I will, because I really would like to become a better speaker. But and I am learning a little bit. I'm conscious of the, you know, and I'm pretty conscious about how I'm talking. I'm conscious. Doesn't mean I'm stopping it. I'm saying I'm conscious of it. And so anyway, it's just been interesting. But Deb taught me a major lesson 21 years ago when she did that. I went, how the hell can she do that? But that's the Leo. That is the Miss Leo in her right there, I'm telling you.
Dwayne could do that.
Your husband, you know. Oh, Bible Lands. Oh, yeah, it was Bible Lands Museum.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Deb. And, yeah.
Deb says, I was hoping Pacino would teach Cece to pee outside, but it seems to have influenced him the other way.
Oh, no. No.
So, Pacino is a visitor in Cece's domain. Cece's the alpha.
Yeah, but it looks like this dog is going to be there. Well, it still would be his house, though he's first, right? And they're both
little. Little dogs have that little Napoleon thing going on often, you know. They think they're gigantic. And often the smallest one is the alpha of a pack. This pack is just a pack of two.
Well, I was glad that Cece.
Y'all just have to put your foot down, put them outside, and keep them out there together. And it's no different than raising your children. You're going to have to keep an eye on them and make sure they pee before they get to come back in.
Yeah. Well, you know, Deb, you've got that beautiful, you can put the both of them outside together, I think, can't you? And then you've got that beautiful, you know, she's
it's
got,
really
she's,
hard just for the first couple of days and, you know, then they figure out mom is serious.
Oh.
And I better make this change.
Oh. Or what, you're not going to let them pee?
No, I mean, you don't let them back in.
Oh.
Because, you know, if they're having a nice day, they may go, oh, this is great. I like it out here. What would your two-year-old do? Go play in the mud. Mm-hmm. The dogs will go roll somewhere, do something. But that doesn't mean that they're, you know, not aware. They are aware. They're so much smarter than we think they are.
She just came back, I think.
I send him out the front and close the door.
Yeah. Okay, Miss, you can sound so big and brave and strong.
But you got to talk to them and tell them what you want. Don't tell them what you don't want, because they're like our children. If you say don't pee in the house, they're going to hear pee in the house.
Yeah.
They're going to bypass that don't word. So you want to do the opposite. You want to say, pee outside.
Yeah. I tell Thor, go pee pee. You know, I'm not letting Thor out by himself anymore, because Green Street here by the barn is a very busy street. It's like Roswell has just gotten so crazy. It's busy everywhere. But Thor, for whatever reason, started going across that street and scaring. I mean, like, I went into a panic.
And she goes, okay, I do say pee outside.
Okay, good. So,
give them a treat when they do it the right way. Give them a little piece of cheese or
something that you don't normally give them.
Reinforces the good behavior and ignore the bad behavior.
But anyway, so I'm not giving them, you know, I'm going outside with him now. And it's been, you know, actually I've enjoyed it. Like, it's my 15 minutes with Thor every morning. We just go around the Masonic Lodge and on the green over there. And, you know, and he just, and I can't help it. It's like he'll pick a spot and roll. You know, he'll just all of a sudden, he just starts to roll and make noises and put his feet up in the air and, you know, just play like he's just so cute. And so I enjoy that. I enjoy watching him have some fun for a few minutes. So anyway, that's my baby. It's my baby.
it also forces us to just stop and take a few minutes of quiet time.
I know. I'm actually liking it, but
be in the here and now instead of whatever we're doing on our schedules.
I will tell you this though, it has been like, it's been crazy. So anyway, okay. So Toastmasters tonight.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. Toastmasters has been around for 90 years. They have never before, they have had for all these years up till June this year, a boring, in my opinion, and lots of people's opinion, really, a boring, perfect structure. And one that would appeal to most corporations for them to teach their brightest how to advance and become better speakers, because part of the next maybe job would be that you need to go travel and head something up for them. So they actually have been the phenomenal supporter for this organization or for this foundation. So anyway, when they came to me and asked me about doing a Toastmasters club, I basically told them that they were too fucking boring. And she said, no, well, we've changed this and now we have pathways and we have a different structure and there's lots of wiggle room. And I went, really? There'd have to be a lot of wiggle room for me. And she said, well, I'd love for you to do it. And I said, okay, if you'll stay by my side, which they have. So they started the club. And I'm not going to go into all the details, but let's just say six weeks later? Because we have two meetings a month, and I think we started in July. So July, August, September, so that would have been 2, 4, 6. So this is probably the 7th or 8th meeting that we've had. And so our people, our friends, we've got three of our members doing their first speech tonight, which is a big, big thing. I don't know when I'll do it. I usually just wait for spirit to come through and tell me, I'll get up if it happens in the middle of the night and I'll write for a couple hours and I'll have my speech done. You know, I don't really make a big deal out of those things. And we'll see how that works. But for right now, I'm the clown of the organization. So they like to laugh at me because there's no way for me to stay on time. I do say hello to everybody.
You are opposite of everybody else there who's trying to make their 2 minutes.
Yeah, I do.
In their table talk. We're trying to get yours under 5.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like, I always have a lot to say. So, anyway, that's what's going on tonight. So we will have, you have to have 20 people, I think. I think we've got like 25 people or something like that, 24, 25 people in the club. And it's 25 on the books. I think there's another 3. Well, if everybody comes, because, you know, if we start getting rain and crappy weather, and now it's starting to get dark, which I hate. I hate that. I mean, I just wish we could keep sunlight till 8 o'clock all year round. That'd be awesome. Yeah. So,
saving is coming.
I know. Oh God, I hate it. So anyway, so that's what we're doing. Okay, so that is Toastmasters. So please, anybody who's listening that you want to come. This is, we do keep their protocol. I have promised them. Well, you can come at 6:30 if you want a glass of wine and something to eat. Otherwise, our meeting starts promptly at 7, whether anybody's here or not. And it ends at 8:30. And then before and after, we get to know each other better and we have a glass of wine or something to eat and we have it be a fun time. So,
and all of our questions and things are really metaphysically based.
Yeah. Yeah. So in other words, you can talk about anything, but suppose you want to know, like what should you expect from a psychic reading? You may not have ever had one. Well, sometimes the person in the room that is a psychic or that, would is comfortable giving the best information for that particular question would say, I'll take that question. And then they would come up into the to the podium, to the and talk and answer.
In fact, the last time we did that, the girl that came up has never had one, and she said, I'm not sure, but I'll tell you what I think I should be getting. And that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So we really get to learn a lot about each other
mm-hmm.
in these little spurts of listening to each other's ideas and how we view things.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's been,
that's,
I mean.
That's been so mm-hmm. much fun. Everybody loves that.
Yeah. So it's been awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like we're really happy about what's happening so far with it, you know. But so anyway, I think that we're on our way to another good meeting tonight. Like I said, we've got three people that are doing their icebreaker speeches, and that's fun.
Yeah.
So so come on by and do that with us. And
come
then
visit.
The next thing, oh yeah, and another thing is you do not have to join. You can come and just check it out and see if you're going to like it or not. I've had, God, I don't know, we've had 10 people come and, you know, a few will come back, and it'll take them two or three times to make sure before they join. It's not expensive. It's a one-time $20, a one-time member.
It's about $65 to join, and the part of that is a one-time $20.
Right, and then it's $45 every 6 months.
And then you're in for 6 months, and
Then you renew every 6 months, whether you can stay or want to stay. So there is no trick here. You don't pay by credit card every month that comes out. You let us know that you're up for it and that you're still part of it and want it, and so that's, I like that a lot. So I like it. I mean, I like it. I think it's been fun, you know. One of the, I guess I could talk about this on the radio. No, maybe I better not. Okay. Anyway. So then another thing we have going on is that, oh, and Deb, I wish you were here for this. The radio station, you know, 99.1 FM that I do tomorrow from 4 to 5 o'clock, that number to call me then is 678-495-4345. And that's from 4 to 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And that guy, his name is Tim Ray, is a trip and a half and a very, very interesting man. And he is getting the recipient of being of the gala that is being done at the Marriott Buckhead in Buckhead on Lenox Road on all day from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. And there are several things going on. One of them happens to be something that you can try to get a local shark investor if you have a good idea on certain things, et cetera, et cetera. So it's going to be a full day of wonderful speakers and people. And anyway, I can't wait to go. I'll be down there all day. And then at that night we have a party. So I'll definitely be at the party. So, and I'll send you a picture of my party dress. So anyway, that's what we're doing for Tim. And you can go on Facebook. You know, if you want to keep up with me, you can go to Facebook, Gloria Parker, and ask that I friend you, and I will. So that's how you can get to know some of the stuff that I put out, because I put out almost everything that I talk about. You know, we put out something about the Toastmasters, and we put out about each one of my radio shows, and we put out about these other things that are coming in. Now, one of the other things that I'd like to invite people to is our friend Arthur Usherson. Arthur is a photographer for, God, I don't know, 40-some years. And he has probably photographed every interesting, important person in Atlanta. He worked for 7 years in Toronto, and he's from New York. And so he has had an interesting career, very, very talented man, and he has got 90 original pictures, and they're from all kinds of, I wish I could tell you, though, who they were. I know you ain't going to know. So let's see if I could think about
Oh, I looked at some of the pictures on those photographs. They, yeah. Huge stars,
yeah.
Rock stars. I mean, all kinds of stars.
Yeah, and he's got
amazing pictures. He's been with so many.
Yeah, Bowie and
David
Bowie. Yeah, and it just an array of originals.
I'm
originals.
Trying to remember
the name. Deb, you would actually like this if you were here.
Who's the lady he just saw? He showed me the picture on his phone, and I can't remember the song. But he goes, "Do you remember that song?" And he took her picture like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And she had never seen those until now when they bumped into each other. She was thrilled with them.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but I mean, you know, Maynard Jackson and I mean, just tons and tons and tons of events and pictures that this man has taken.
Yeah, amazing.
You know? And, you know, and Deb's a photographer, so we know what that's like. I mean, they take pictures of everything. I mean, they're just constant. I mean, it's like it's a world they live in. They don't go to. It's different. So, so anyway, so that's another thing that is going going on. So, guys, I'm gonna bullshit for about three more minutes, and if you do not, oh, and then we have Caroline's health fair the end of the month, and that is
we're doing a make and take at 11. Deb, our gemologist, is doing teaching how to make earrings.
Oh, good. Okay.
So we're gonna make earrings, and then at 1:30. The health fair will start, and then we'll be here. That's the 28th, and then we'll be here till taking our last client at 4:30. And we have a chiropractor.
Good.
And Dr. Lou, who's magnificent. We have fabulous practitioners.
Healers. Yeah, the healers are great. People tell me it's like it's like a private spa. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like the psychic fair where hundreds of people come through, and it's like really just a more intimate setting. It's an intimate setting where you get the healing that you need, and it's like having a personal spa, except you're doing it in a phenomenal atmosphere with the best people. And so it's pretty awesome. You know?
They are very awesome.
Yeah, they're all just spectacular, actually.
To finish up with Miss Debbie, we've been texting while you've been talking.
Yeah, what's she doing?
So she was saying, Susie loves his treats. And I said, that's great. This is the time to stop giving him treats just because he's cute. She said, my sister comes and they just love each other. And he gets so excited. And she said, he looks like he's gained a little weight, which means they're giving him a lot of treats. Said it's time to stop doing that.
Is that Cece or is it the other
Cece.
One?
Cece.
Oh, it's Cece's her little
some
one.
Weight. Yeah.
Okay.
But this is the time to use that for behavior modification. They get their treat when they do what they're supposed to do, and not when
Which
they don't.
Which means they piss outside, Deb.
Yeah.
That.
And then they get a treat.
Then they get a treat.
I said, so when your sister comes, let her do it. You take the dogs and the treats. We don't care who trains them.
Yeah, really. And Bonnie'd be glad to help you with that, I'm sure. She's grateful that you've got her baby. I can promise you that. Because she's, you know, it's like, you know, but I also, my hat's off to her for giving you, letting you have the care so that she can foster a new one, you know.
You know, I've been surprised recently. A lot of my clients have been people who have adopted senior dogs because their owners have passed away. And there are thousands of animals that are put down every year because their owners are passed away and there's no one to take them. So it's lovely when an animal can finish out its lifetime in a loving home. There's nothing wrong with them. It's not a quality of life.
It was the quality of life of their owner.
Yeah.
But they're fine, right?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I don't even want to think about it. You know, I am it with my Thor. Oh, my goodness. So anyway, I think it is close to 12:30. Deb, I'm going to take a nap. No, I'm not. I've got so much to do. I got to go over to the house and clean. But yeah, I think we're going to probably close this down because I was going to stop at 1. I mean, I was going to just not do it. But since we don't have a lineup, which is very unusual, I'm getting that spirit.
When's the next psychic fair?
The next psychic fair is the first weekend of...
That's all I know. November.
November. God, I'm thinking of what month am I in?
It goes so fast, Flo.
This month, I know.
So very fast.
Oh, jeez.
November 3rd and 4th. And next fair, November 4th, is then we have our time change.
So this is what I just got a message. Canadian Gordon Lightfoot. Yes. Saw it online. Yay, Deb. You're so on top of stuff. And Papa John and Dylan. And thank you, honey. See, we need her. We need you, babe. And so Sonia just said, I have cookies, grapes, sub sandwiches, sweet iced tea, chips. Ready? All you need is ice and wine and... We're good to go. Yay. So
ready.
Meetings on plan, meetings on schedule. I wish you could come, Deb. Miss you, honey. And that's it. Everything's a good. So we're gonna go ahead and before somebody else calls in now because
your energy has shut them down for the day.
Yes, I am. I've really got a lot to do. I've made a little bedroom up here in the loft at the barn, and I have been cleaning, and anyway, I've got a lot of shit going on. So thanks everybody, and talk to you next Wednesday. Bye.
The Psychic Bartender Show with Gloria Parker is sponsored by New Skin and produced by Universal Energy Media. For more about Gloria, please visit GloriaParker.com.